Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is August 12th, 2008, the Feast of Blessed Florence Nightingale. Can you think of someone whose life and work has had repercussions far beyond the direct work that they did? Sure you can. Teachers are like that, for example, and parents. But then there are some people whose work rings out through time and all over the world. Florence Nightingale is such a person. Without her influence, the field of nursing wouldn't be as professional and effective as it has become. Nightingale trained as a nurse in the mid-19th century. Medicine at that time was not practiced the way we understand it today. She felt called by God to work in the army field hospitals during the Crimean War. She and her team of nurses drastically reduced the death rate, even in the primitive conditions of an army field hospital, by insisting on proper hygiene practices and on high standards for their own professional conduct. When she returned to England after the war, a large sum of money was given to have Nightingale create a school for training nurses. It was very successful, and much of what we consider to be the modern profession of nursing was due to her work. Do you remember when Jesus said that at the end of the days, the righteous would say, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick, or in prison, and visited you?" I think that Florence Nightingale is sure to say something like that, since she could not possibly have known the effect her ideas about nursing and public health would have on the lives of the sick around the world. And I am just as sure that the king will respond to her by saying, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Let us pray. Life-giving God, you alone have power over life and death, over health and sickness. Give power, wisdom, and gentleness to those who follow the lead of Florence Nightingale, that they, bearing with them your presence, may not only heal, but bless, and shine as lanterns of hope in the darkness of body and soul, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Jeremy Taylor. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.